Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Every year we trot out the same songs year after year. Is there anything really relatable about Bing Crosby or Dean Martin or Andy Williams? These people have been gone for hundreds of years.
Well, Kelly Clarkson has that song, Christmas Isn't Canceled, Just You. I mean, that's new.
That's new, and it's good.
Yeah.
And everyone's, sure, one or two comes out every year, true, but we need to update some of the old classics, so I took the liberty of doing so. Pop culture Christmas carols, you guys ready?
Yes.
I love it.
You know Miley and Swifty and Demi Lovato, Billy and Dua, Olivia Rodrigo, but do you know the lady who took all my dough? My wife asked for tickets to Adele's Vegas show.
Vegas show.
$44,000 is how much I had to blow. I hope she sings Chasing Pavements, because that's my wife's favorite song. And the rumor has it, she gets home, the house will be gone. You see, the bank took it.
Yeah, while we're going, foreclosed on it.
Here's another updated pop culture Christmas song for you. Mr. Big got run over by a Peloton on the Sex and the City reboot.
Uh-oh.
He should have stayed away from that fried chicken and maybe tried to eat a little fruit. Finally, this one was submitted to me by the Kardashian West Children.
Oh.
I saw mommy kiss Pete Davidson. He must be a really funny guy. He's dated everyone. He must be loads of fun. Or maybe it's the fact that he's really, really smart.
Giving you the stuff you need so you can start your crazy day. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 822. Going to be cloudy today with a high of 70. 56 now in Midtown. Hawks play the Nuggets tonight. State Farm Arena. What's going on, Kara?
Schools across the country are on high alert today because of an anonymous threat that was made on TikTok. I guess someone posted a challenge that claims there will be multiple acts of violence at schools today.
Oh, come on.
So the FBI has tracked down the original message to Arizona and said it's really just some sicko's idea of a joke. But dozens of school boards have sent messages to parents asking them to monitor their kids' social media accounts and to just be very cautious. Polk County schools actually closed today out of an abundance of caution, and others have been beefing up campus security. So I don't know what's going to happen. I'm sure it's just a threat, but it's kind of crazy.
It's disgusting.
It's absolutely disgusting.
Well, and a lot of kids never had to go outside to the yard and get a switch to get hit with, and it shows.
It's very sad. So on a happier note, this year, there really is no place like home for the holidays. Atlanta has just been named the best place in America to celebrate Christmas.
Atlanta?
Atlanta. Wow. I know, right? We don't even get snow.
Dude, it's going to be 70 today.
It's crazy.
What else do you need to know?
So Wallet Hub did their thing and compared the major U.S. cities based on shopping, dining out, holiday events, affordability, and overall generosity. And our little city came out on top.
Wow.
Orlando and Las Vegas actually rounded out the top three. New York wasn't even in there. And isn't like New York supposed to be like magical place for Christmas?
Yeah, Rockefeller Center and all that.
Apparently not.
Well, it's because they got grown men in elf costumes running around all the time.
Now, we all have some important and sometimes very private information on our phones and computers. But have you ever thought about who should have access to something like that if something were to happen to you?
Oh, geez.
Nobody.
Well, Apple just made it a little bit easier for a loved one to get all up in your business once you're gone. They just released a new update that includes something called a digital legacy, where you'll be able to pick up to 5 people to have access to your iCloud account. Now, it will send them an access key, and that will open up your digital vault. But they say that they will need a death certificate before letting anybody in to anybody else's account. So you can't just like, oh, my husband's gone, and I would like to see all of his text messages. Yeah.
Is there a way that like I can give my buddy Dave access first, let him go through it with a fine-tooth comb, and then turn it over to my wife if I passed
away?
You
would be safest like working that out with Dave ahead of time, okay, and then just making him the only person that has access to that, and then he can pick and choose.
Just back your photos up and tell Dave anything happens to me, you find my phone and you destroy it. Like, throw everything you got at
it. Once it goes to the cloud, it's there forever.
Yeah.
Tell Dave to destroy the cloud.
It's hard to ask for forgiveness.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Janie, you need help asking forgiveness from your grandma?
I do. So my granny, Rose, she called our house to find out what, you know, the plans are for Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. And my husband told her, I don't know, but just don't bring your weird popcorn over here.
Hang on a second. Your grandmother brings weird popcorn to your house for Christmas?
It's like the stale stuff that's in the tub that the kids sell in front of the grocery store.
She does this thing where she lets popcorn go bad and then makes like garland with it, like, you know, for the tree.
Well, that's sweet.
Oh, my gosh. My mom used to do this when we were kids. You string up the popcorn on, like, needle and thread.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Stale popcorn, and then you hang it on the tree like lights would be hung on the tree.
Yeah, but did your mom also mix in dried fruit?
Dried fruit?
No. Is that what Granny Rose does?
Yeah, so every year she brings this mess over to the house. My dogs go crazy for it. They basically eat the tree, and like everyone starts fighting.
Have you explained to Granny Rose that popcorn garland isn't really working for you?
Nobody has the heart to. Like, she used to bring it to my mom's house, and rather than my mom say something, she just stopped having Christmas, and now I have to have
Christmas. Oh, no!
So wait, rather than your mom saying to her mom, like, Mom, please, with the popcorn, she was like, I'm just canceling. She didn't even get a tree anymore.
Yeah. She was like, I've put up with this for 62 years, so she's done. So now it's my problem.
Well, so it was your husband that said this to your sweet Granny Rose. Why isn't, like, this is his problem now.
Oh, good point.
I'm hoping maybe she didn't hear him. I kind of tried to, like, take the phone from him, so I was hoping she didn't hear.
Gosh.
Maybe it's no
problem. Yeah, we're on the clear.
Yeah, but then my mom talked to her the other night, and she said she just sounded, like, sad, and I just feel like she did hear him, and, you know, her feelings are hurt, so I don't know how she did you know?
I mean, think about this. Granny Rose has been doing this for 60-plus years.
I know.
Yeah, and Granny's probably waxed and vaxed and ready to rock and roll this Christmas season. So.
And then your husband has to open his big fat mouth.
I know. Don't they always do that?
Well, let's call and we'll talk to Granny Rose first. She won't even know you're on the phone when we first talk to her. And we'll see whether or not she even knows about this. And if she does, then we'll try to get your forgiveness, okay?
Okay.
You goofed. And now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Nobody likes Granny Rose's weird popcorn and fruit garland that she hangs on the tree every year, but they didn't want to insult her, which is exactly what Janie's husband did. Janie, sit tight. We're going to talk to your grandma first.
Hello?
Hi, is this Granny Rose?
Well, my name is Rose. I don't think you're my grandson, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Tad Drex and Caracon from B98.5, the radio station.
Who is this?
Granny Rose, it's a radio station. We're calling because we heard that you do this really cool, like, popcorn stringing garland thing. How's it going?
Oh, you heard about my popcorn. How did you know about that?
Well, yeah. Granny Rose, it's the talk of the town.
Yeah.
I mean, your popcorn fruit on a string thing, I guess you bring it to your granddaughters?
Yes, I do every single year.
You don't sound very happy about that, Granny Rose.
It is a lot of work. You know, I've been doing it so long, and now, of course, I've got arthritis. So I started making it in January to make sure it was ready.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait a minute. You started making this popcorn garland back in January of this year?
I do a few pieces, and then I take a few days off to recover. So I'm still not done.
Oh, sweet goodness.
I've got a lot to go before the 25th. But
all the strength you can muster in your arthritic fingers, you can only do a couple of pieces at a time?
It's gotten harder.
Well, then why? I mean, Granny Rose, take a break. You've earned it.
It's for my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren. I love doing it for them. The look in their eyes as we untangle it and put it on the tree, you know, it's a tradition. I don't know how many Christmases I have left, so I can't stop. It's for them.
Well, this might be a good time to bring your granddaughter Janie on. This is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget.
No.
Janie?
I'm sorry, what?
You know the people on the radio?
Yeah, Granny. I just wanted to tell you how much I love you and how I so appreciate you doing that for us every year.
Oh, Janie, thank you. So that means so much to me.
Yeah, you know, I called these guys to tell them how cool it is and they wanted to feature you and, you know, just say what a special tradition we have.
I think we all understand what's going on, right? Uh-huh. Okay.
I love all of you, too. So, Janie, how come John told me not to bring the popcorn?
Oh,
he was just joking. He was totally joking.
He's joking and drinking.
Well, maybe John could help me finish this year.
Yeah, we would love that.
Merry Christmas to you both.
You
Merry
too.
Christmas.
Beating her at pop culture trivia is almost impossible.
Can you do it?
Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Hey, Lauren in Powder Spring.
Hey, how are you guys?
Could you do us a favor and kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Get out of there, Kara.
I'm gone, Lauren. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Kara will step out. We'll ask you these five pop culture trivia questions, and we'll bring Kara back in. We'll ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she has to pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Congrats to Atlanta Hawks star Trae Young on getting engaged last night. Can you name one of the four C's when it comes to buying a diamond?
Cushion.
Cushion?
Do you mean like shape?
There's four C's.
Let's take carrot.
That's a safe bet.
Carrot.
Yes.
Number two, a brand new two-story Toys R Us is going to open in New Jersey today. What kind of animal is their mascot, Jeffrey?
The giraffe.
Number three, tomorrow's national Answer the Phone Like Buddy the Elf Day.
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color?
What famous New York City skyscraper does Buddy's dad work in?
The Empire State Building.
Number four, Paul Rudd's going to host SNL for the fifth time this weekend. Name the Boss Baby actor who's hosted a record 17 times.
Oh, Alec Baldwin.
Number five, the new Spider-Man movie is expected to crush the box office this weekend. What are the names of Peter Parker's aunt and uncle?
Oh, this is probably where Kara's going to beat me. Yep. I don't know, so we're just going to say Mary and Jane.
All right, let's bring Kara back in.
Yeah, and as expected, Lauren, you did a great job just slipping up there on number five. But, hey, you never know. You never know.
All right, here comes Kara, ready for the same questions.
I'm ready.
Number one, congrats to Atlanta Hawks star Trae Young on getting engaged last night. Can you name one of the four C's when it comes to buying a diamond?
Color, cut,
see,
clarity.
Yeah, I said one.
Carrot.
I knew that was going to
happen. We should mark her wrong.
I know. We said one. She didn't follow directions. It's like the kid that didn't write their name at the top of the page. 5 points.
All right, 1-1.
Number two, a brand new two-story Toys R Us going to open in New Jersey today. What kind of animal is their mascot, Jeffrey?
Jeffrey's a giraffe.
Oh, yeah. Lauren knew that, too. It's 2-2.
Number three, tomorrow's National Answer the Phone Like Buddy the Elf Day. What famous New York City skyscraper does Buddy's dad work in?
The Empire State Building.
That's what Lauren said. 3-3.
Number four, Paul Rudd will host SNL for the fifth time this weekend. Name the Boss Baby actor who hosted a record 17 times.
Alec Baldwin?
Don't imagine he'd be back anytime soon, though.
Yeah, probably not.
That's what Lauren said. Tied at four.
Number five, the new Spider-Man movie is expected to crush the box office this weekend. Mm-hmm. What are the names of Peter Parker's aunt and uncle?
Aunt May.
Mm-hmm.
Three. Uncle Ben.
Uncle Ben's rice is the right answer.
Yeah. Oh, my Ben. God. You're incredible.
She is, Lauren, but you're just almost as incredible as well. All right, 5-4, Lauren in Powder Springs. Are you smarter than Kara?
No, I'm not. Good job, girlfriend.
All right, Kara, 1,179 wins and 38 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Lauren.
Listen, I'm still a winner.
Yeah.
No cash, but you get two tickets to the mixtape tour of New Kids on the Block, Salt Woo! And Pepper, and Vogue, Rick Astley, State Farm Arena, July 7th. Tickets on sale, Ticketmaster.com.
Thank you guys so much. Have a great weekend.
You too. We play every weekday morning at 6:35 and 7:35. You can go ahead and sign up to play. Just go to TadDrexandKara.com.
We keep up with what's happening, so we can tell you about the stuff that matters. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 7:23 clouds today with a high of 70, 56 in Midtown. Hawks playing the Nuggets tonight at State Farm Arena. What's going on, Kara?
It's crazy to think there's only 2 weeks left in 2021.
Wow.
Can you guys believe it? We found out a few weeks ago that they had plans in the works to bring back the Peach Drop at Underground Atlanta, and then things went kind of dark. Until yesterday. Now, it is definitely back on this year, and Live Nation and Coca-Cola will be producing the show. The stage is going to open at 6 o'clock, and we're going to get performances from Atlanta hip-hop legends Goody Mob and R&B singer Ashanti.
Ashanti?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It should be a pretty great night. I know, right? It's free. Head on down there if you want to. It should be a good old time. Now, don't you hate it when you get all jazzed up to see a movie or a show, and then somebody just totally spoils everything for you? It is so annoying, and that's why fans and even some of the stars of the new Spider-Man No Way Home movie are begging people to keep their big mouths shut. So, of course, since the movie came out in the UK a couple of days ago and just hit theaters locally last night, the spoilers are out there if you go looking for them, so don't do that either. But a good bit of this movie was filmed here in Atlanta, so you might be able to catch a familiar street or two.
Nice.
Now, we all have our favorite Christmas song, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mine is Christmas Wrapping by the Waitresses. Chad?
Oh, yeah. I love that song. I like Fairy Tale in New York by the Pogues.
Oh, nice one. Drex, do you have a favorite?
Yeah, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Good old classic, yeah.
Mr. Simple.
Yeah.
I guess our dogs have a favorite Christmas song, too.
What?
There was actually some research done recently in the UK that found that overall, pups enjoy the more upbeat Christmas tunes, but the number one favorite was Wham's Last Christmas. I know, right? So funny. Number two was Jingle Bells, and number three was Mariah Carey. But I gotta say, I'm a little suspicious because the popular Christmas songs in the UK and the US are very different. So I wonder if there would be the same kind of result if they had done this here.
Does it make sense to you that a dog's favorite song is Last Christmas? Like, listen to the song, Last Christmas, I Gave You My Heart, and the very next day you gave it away. I mean, dogs must feel jealous of the attention that we give to other creatures.
No.
And that totally adds up.
Look at you, big thinker, Tad. Yes, no,
I'm very cerebral.
I'm a dog whisperer.
Yeah.
Tad bleeping Milan over here.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.